Hello, everybody. This is not going to be technically a Phoenix Roost as we know it. This is Kaji Fireson speaking to you, but it is not in character Kaji Fireson. This is out of character Kaji Fireson, the man behind the keyboard. And that's something that's going to be very telling about what I'm going to be doing with the Phoenix Roost from now on, because I'm probably going to do some in-character episodes still. But another thing that I want to do with my podcast is to sort of give people who might not know what e-fetting is, or might have been exposed to it a little bit, but are wondering what the hell the people who play the game are smoking, or people who are in different circles and aren't really familiar with the area that I'm in. I'm gonna sort of lay it out there and the mindset that people have where I come from, and it will be much less pausey and much less oh and ah. If I intend to have a script, or at the very least an outline of things that I want to say. Right now, I just randomly opened Audacity and I'm shooting from the hip. And this is basically something so that I can post something and start my page on iTunes. Yeah, I'm gonna submit it to iTunes. So if you have iTunes, you can just subscribe to the Phoenix Roost. I will probably not have it up immediately after I post this, but it'll be soon. And that will probably motivate me to do one on some sort of regular schedule, which is something I obviously lacked the entire year and a half that I had 3 episodes of the previous version of the Phoenix Roost. But just so that it's not completely useless for you to listen to this and completely pointless, other than for me to have something to submit to iTunes, I wanted to talk to you about something productive, but I'm not really sure what that is, because like I said, I'm just shooting from the hip. So the first thing that comes to mind is an obvious place to begin, I suppose. It'd be character creation. And I know there's umpteen thousand podcasts out there that are focused on just writing, which will probably have more detailed general character creation advice. And that most certainly applies to the weirder game that we play as well, but there are some peculiarities about what we do that should be taken into consideration. Number one, the writer's bane is usually something that we all call Mary Sue's. And e-fetting people and the people who vote on matches, we don't like Mary Sue's either, but to a certain point, they're kind of necessary, because if you just have a bland character who's just in an ordinary walk of life, who there's nothing notable or outstanding or odd or extraordinary about the character, then he or she is probably going to be doomed to failure, because you have no material to work with. Because if you watch wrestling, you'll know that typically the characters that are most over have some quirk that the writers said, what if this character has this weird thing that's true about them? And then that quirk gets ramped up as high as it goes. So you have, let's see, who's a good example that's in, quote, actual, real wrestling? I don't follow it that much anymore, so this is kind of hard. Well, Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin, who was the face of WWF slash WWE for a long time, and his gimmick was basically anti-authority rebel. He did what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it, and damn anyone that tried to stop him, especially his superiors. And can, in novels and short stories, you probably would want the character to have elements of that, but you wouldn't want to go all the way to the extreme part of the spectrum, because then you have an unrealistic character who always resists authority no matter what, and sometimes that just isn't practical. But in wrestling, obviously, Austin got really, really over by doing things that in real settings he would have been fired for, suspended for, arrested for, shot for, you know. So think about that. Think about some trait that you think would be entertaining to have in your character, and amp it up as high as it'll go. So think about that, and I will probably go into more detail about character creation next time. I'm gonna have a more detailed episode, more organized episode, hopefully a better sounding episode with some music thrown in as well, instead of just me talking. But think about that, and then next time when I come back to you, we can elaborate a bit on that. If anyone happens to listen to this, which I'm not expecting, but if you listen to this and you want to email me, I'll read your question on the show and send that to kajifireson@gmail.com. It'll if you're on Podomatic, it'll be in the comment or the below the link to download it, and if it's in iTunes, I don't know where it'll be because I haven't started that yet. But send me an email, and there'll be more detailed contact information coming out later also. So that's all I'm going to do right now, and I will see you later.